So let's review. In the previous daf, the Mishnah taught, Hamadres ishtim lehonis le ad lamed yoim, yamed parnas, yes mekein yetzivit in ksuba. If a man imposed a neder on his wife, in which she's prohibited to benefit from him, if the neder was for 30 days, he appoints a parnas, a person who will provide his wife with mezainis, support, until the neder lapses. However, if the neder was for more than 30 days, he must divorce her immediately and pay the ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Be Yisrael Chedesh Echad Yekayim, Bishnayim Yetzivit Nksuba. If it was a Yisrael, then for a neder of 1 month, they remain married, and he is Maimed Parnas. And for a neder time of 2 months, they divorce. As Rashi in the Mishnah explains, because Sheyochel Hachzer Grushasai. If he regrets the divorce, they may remarry. However, Bekayin Shnayim Yekayim, Bishleish Yetzivit Nksuba. If he was a Kayin, the time is extended, and for a neder of 2 months, they remain married, and he is Maimed Parnas, and only for a neder of 3 months, they divorce, as Rashi explains, because Shemigar Shenol Yochel Achzira. If he regrets the divorce, they may not remarry. The Gemara asks Rabbi Huda Hain the Tanakama, and the Gemara gives two explanations. Rabbi Huda indeed agrees completely with the Tanakama, the Kohenes Osla Sheminan, and he merely added the distinction between a Yisrael and a Kohen. Rabbi Yehuda does not agree completely with the Tanakama. Chodesh Chasra Ekebenayu, they disagree in the nether time limit. According to the Tanakama, the limit is 30 days. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the limit is within the shortest month of 29 days. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Machlekes b'mefarash, aval b'stam devriya kol yoitzi la'altar v'yitin ksuba. They only disagree when he specified a time limit for the nether. However, they both agree when he did not specify a time limit that he must divorce her immediately. Shmuel disagrees and says that even when he did not specify a time limit, we wait 30 days because he may find an opening to annul the nether. The Mishnah continues, Hamadres ishtish leititim echad mikol haperes, yeitzi v'yitin ksuba. A man who imposes a neder on his wife in which she is prohibited to taste one type of fruit must divorce her immediately and pay the ksuba. Rabbi Huda Omer, Be Yisrael Yom Echad Yekayim, Shnayim Yetzivit Nksuba. Rabbi Huda says, if he was a Yisrael, for a neder of 1 day they remain married, and for a neder of 2 days they divorce. Well, Be Kayin Shnayim Yekayim, Shleisha Yetzivit Nksuba. If he was a Kayin, the time is extended, that for a neder of 2 days they remain married, and for a neder of 3 days they divorce. Although in the first case of Amadres Ishtim Elohonis Loi, the Mishnah rules that we wait Lamed Yoim, and in this, the second case of Hamadres Ishtish Leititim Echad Mikol HaPeres, the Mishnah rules that we only wait Yoim Echad, the Gemara gives two explanations. According to Rav, we can answer Kam Bestam. In the current case, the Neder does not have a time limit. Therefore, he must divorce after Yoim Echad, and we do not wait Lamed Yoim because at that time, he will have to divorce her then anyway, since the Neder will not lapse on its own. Kan B'mefarash. In the first case, the neder has a time limit of lamed yoim. Therefore, we do wait 30 days because at that point he will not have to divorce her since the neder will lapse then. According to Shmuel, who says, afilu b'stam lo yoitzi, even when the neder does not have a time limit, we also wait because shem yimtza pesach lenidroi, we can answer that the first case is where shenadru hu, the husband imposed the neder. Therefore, we wait lamed yoim because of shem yimtza pesach lenidroi. However, the second case is where shenadru he, V'kayim lo ihu. The wife imposed the neder on herself, and her husband confirmed it. Therefore, we do not wait lamed yoim, because einam v'akesha is pischal nedra. She will not seek to annul her vow because she prefers to divorce and receive a ksuba. Although she initiated the neder, she is entitled to a ksuba because the Mishnah concurs with the opinion that hu nois netzva b'meshana. He is considered the main cause of the neder by confirming the neder. The Mishnah continues, Hamadres ishtosh like discussion be'echad mekol haminim, yetzivit nksuba. A man who imposed a neder on his wife, in which she is prohibited to beautify herself with one type of cosmetic, he divorces her immediately and pays the ksuba. After some discussion, the Gemara explains that here too, it's a case of nadra hi v'kayim lo ihu. The wife imposed a neder on herself, and her husband confirmed it. She said, yester hanos tashmishcho alai im meskashet. I shall become forbidden in marital relations if I adorn myself. The Gemara here asks, as before, Why divorce immediately when we learned early in Daf Samach Aleph regarding Issur Tashmish that we wait a week or two? And answers as before that there it's a case of Nadr Hu. The husband imposed a nether, therefore she's willing to wait because the Savar Mirtach Ratach Elavoy. Vahashta Moisiv Daite, she assumes that he made the nether in a fit of anger. And when he will calm down, he will be Matu Nether. However, here Nadr Hi, Bekayim Lo Ihu, she made the nether and he confirmed it. Therefore, she is not willing to wait because Savra midi ishtik misnahu disonili. She thinks that since he confirmed her nether, he dislikes her. The Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yisi Omer ba'aniyos shaloi nosin kitzva. U'ba'ashiris shleishim yom, Rabbi Yisi disagrees and says that we only say yitzav yitin ksuba when in the case of a poor wife, the nether did not have a time limit, or in the case of a rich wife, when the nether was for 30 days or more. However, we do not say Yitzav Yitin Ksuba when the nether had a time limit for a poor wife, or the nether had a limit of less than 30 days for a rich wife. Rather, Tam Tinat Oisazman, they wait until the nether expires. The Gemara cites three opinions as to the acceptable time limit for a poor wife. Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months. Esur Shanim, 10 years. Regel. Shekim B'nai Yisrael Miskashtes B'regel until the next Yom Tov. Zak the Mishnah. A man who imposed a nether on his wife, in which she's prohibited to visit her father's home. When both she and her father reside in the same city in which her visits are more frequent, then for a nether of 1 month they remain married, but for a nether of 2 months they divorce and he pays the ksuba. When her father resides in a different city, in which her visits are less frequent, if the nether does not surpass the first yomtiv, they remain married. But if the nether surpasses the third yomtiv, they divorce and he pays the ksuba. The remainder of the mission is included in the next review.